Welcome to the Evidence Law Bar Exam Podcast. Today we're doing a deep dive on one of the most heavily tested and confusing topics, hearsay. Hearsay can be a struggle for many bar takers, but fully understanding the definition, when it's allowed versus prohibited, and all the key exceptions is crucial for passing. We're going to spend plenty of time breaking down hearsay rules in detail with tons of examples. I'll walk through hearsay step by step so you can approach any fact pattern like a pro. Hearsay defined. Okay, let's start with the basics. What exactly is the definition of hearsay? Hearsay is an out-of-court statement offered to prove the truth of the matter asserted in the statement. Let's unpack each part of that definition. First, it has to be an out-of-court statement. Out of court means the statement was made outside of the current trial or hearing. For example, statements from a deposition, police interrogation, or informal conversation would be out of court. The key is that the statement wasn't made under oath during this current court proceeding where it's being used as evidence. Second, the statement has to be offered into evidence at the current trial or hearing. Just because someone made an out-of-court statement doesn't automatically make it hearsay. That statement has to actually be presented as potential evidence. So, for hearsay, you need an out-of-court statement that is offered as evidence at the current proceeding. The third and trickiest part is that the out-of-court statement has to be offered to prove the truth of whatever is asserted or claimed in the statement. For example, let's say a witness testifies that they heard Jim say, "John punched me in the face." If that out-of-court statement by Jim is offered to prove the truth that John actually did punch Jim, it would be hearsay. The statement, "John punched me," is being used to prove that the fact stated, that John punched the person, is true. That's hearsay. But here's the tricky distinction. If Jim's statement, "John punched me," is not offered to prove John actually punched him, but just to show that Jim said those words, then it's not hearsay. The statement is not being used to prove the truth of what was said, just that the statement was made. That would be non-hearsay. This truth of the matter asserted part is really key for identifying hearsay. If the out-of-court statement is used to prove the truth of what's stated in the statement, it's hearsay. If the out-of-court statement is used just to show the statement was made, without proving the actual truth, then it's non-hearsay. Spend time getting comfortable with this concept, because it's really the crux of hearsay identification. Here are some examples and practice questions to determine if statements constitute hearsay based on how they are used as evidence. Example 1. While being questioned by the police after a bank robbery, the defendant said, "I didn't rob that bank. John told me he was the one who did it." If this statement is offered at trial merely to show that the defendant made the statement to the police, it is not hearsay. The out-of-court statement, "John told me he was the one who did it," is not being used to prove John actually robbed the bank. However, if the statement is offered as evidence that John did in fact rob the bank, then it is hearsay. The statement is being used to prove the truth of what John allegedly said out of court. Example 2. During a murder trial, a witness testifies that right after the shooting, they heard the victim yell out, "He shot me! That man in the red hat just shot me!" This testimony about the victim's out-of-court statement would likely be considered non-hearsay if offered just to prove that the statement was made, perhaps to help explain the witness's subsequent actions. But the statement would be hearsay if offered as evidence that the man in the red hat actually did shoot the victim. Then it is being used to prove the truth of what the victim screamed. Practice question 1. In a car accident case, the plaintiff's witness testifies that a bystander told them at the scene, "That driver ran the red light and caused this whole wreck." Is this out-of-court statement by the bystander hearsay if offered as evidence that the defendant driver did in fact run the red light? A. Yes, it is hearsay. B. No, it is not hearsay. Practice question 2. The defendant is on trial for assault. His lawyer asks to admit into evidence a voicemail the defendant left for his friend stating, "I got into a fight last night, but I swear I didn't start it." Is this out-of-court statement by the defendant offered against him considered hearsay? A. Yes, it qualifies as hearsay. B. No, it is an opposing party statement exception to hearsay. Practice question 3. A witness testifies that after being struck by the defendant's car, the plaintiff said, "I'm going to be sore tomorrow." Is this out-of-court statement by the plaintiff offered as evidence of his physical condition the next day considered hearsay? A. Yes, it's hearsay with no exception. B. No, it's a non-hearsay statement of present sense impression. C. No, it's a non-hearsay statement of then-existing physical condition. Let's go through the answers. For practice question 1, the answer is A. The bystander's out-of-court statement is hearsay if offered as proof that the defendant actually ran the red light. The statement is being used to prove the truth of what the bystander asserted. For practice question 2, the answer is B. The defendant's voicemail is an opposing party statement, which is an exception to the hearsay rule, so it can be offered as evidence against him despite being out of court. For practice question 3, the answer is C. The plaintiff's statement, "I'm going to be sore tomorrow," is a non-hearsay statement describing his then-existing physical condition, so it can be admitted to prove he was in pain or sore without running afoul of the hearsay rule. Hearsay admissible versus inadmissible. Okay, so now we know what hearsay is, an out-of-court statement offered to prove the truth of what's asserted in the statement. The default rule for hearsay evidence is that it is inadmissible and prohibited. Hearsay cannot come into evidence and cannot be considered by the jury unless an exception applies. The main reason hearsay is presumed inadmissible is because it raises special risks about reliability and credibility that are hard to assess. With out-of-court statements, the declarant is not under oath or subject to cross-examination. We don't know if they were lying, mistaken, or misremembering. We can't test their perception, credibility, or accuracy like an in-court witness. So, by default, hearsay is considered unreliable and untrustworthy evidence because it lacks traditional procedural safeguards. That's why hearsay is inadmissible unless it meets one of the established exceptions where the hearsay risks are reduced or outweighed. So, to review, the default rule is that hearsay is inadmissible because it lacks reliability and credibility assurances. But hearsay can be admitted if it fits within a recognized exception to the prohibition. Let's go through some of the major hearsay exceptions in detail with examples and explanations. Opposing party statements. Statements made by an opposing party in the litigation are not considered hearsay when offered against that party. The rationale is that a party's own statements have strong credibility and reliability, so cross-examination is not as crucial. Example: in a breach of contract case, the plaintiff wants to admit an email from the defendant stating, "I can't fulfill the order on time." This is an opposing party statement that can be entered as evidence despite being out of court. Present sense impression. Statements describing an event or condition made simultaneously or immediately after perceiving it are exempt from hearsay. The idea is that cross-examination is less valuable for statements made spontaneously without a chance for conscious reflection. Example: the blue car just ran the red light, shouted by a witness as the incident occurred, would be admissible as a present sense impression. Excited utterance. Similar to present sense impressions, Statements made in a stressful situation or under the excitement of an event are considered reliable and exempt from hearsay. The rationale is the statement was spontaneous and sincere while under the stress of excitement. Example: He's got a gun, shouted by a victim immediately after an armed robbery would qualify as an excited utterance, exception, then existing state of mind. Statements revealing the declarant's then existing state of mind, such as their motive, intent, or emotional condition, are admissible as circumstantial evidence of that mental state. Example: In a murder case, the victim's statement, "I'm scared James will hurt me," could show the victim's fear of the defendant. Business records. Records kept in the normal course of a business's activities are presumed reliable enough to be exempted from hearsay. There are requirements about regularity and circumstances indicating trustworthiness. Example: Invoices, accounting logs, and employment files would usually qualify for this common business records exception. Recorded recollection. If a witness cannot fully remember an event, their previous statement recording their memories at an earlier time can be admitted as substantive evidence despite being out-of-court hearsay. Example: A deposition transcript could be used as a recorded recollection if the witness has insufficient memory of the events during trial testimony. Dying declaration. Statements made by someone who believed their death was imminent concerning the circumstances surrounding their death are considered highly reliable and admissible despite being out-of-court hearsay. Example: John shot me, stated by a shooting victim who then died, could come in as a dying declaration. There are many more exceptions, but those illustrate some of the most common rationales. Reliability of opposing party statements. Reliability of spontaneous statements without a motive to lie. Reflecting personal mental states like conditions. Practical necessity for things like business records. Heightened reliability in special circumstances like dying declarations. The exceptions ultimately aim to balance the risks of admitting out-of-court statements against the benefits of having that evidence before the fact finder. Phew! That was a ton of hearsay rules to cover. Hearsay is dense, but so important, which is why it gets tested so heavily on the bar exam evidence questions. Here are the key takeaways. Hearsay is an out-of-court statement offered to prove the truth of what's asserted in the statement. Identify hearsay by how the statement is being used as evidence. The default rule is that hearsay is inadmissible as unreliable. But there are many established exceptions where hearsay can be admitted despite the risks. Know the policy reasons behind allowing each type of exception. Keep practicing spotting hearsay issues and applying exceptions using real and hypothetical examples. The more reps you get, the stronger your hearsay skills will become. You're well on your way to conquering this evidence beast. As always, let me know if any hearsay questions come up as you keep studying. I'm here to help demystify these evidence rules. Until next time, happy prepping!